Welcome back to the History of North America Extra. I'm Mark Vinette. The Dead Letter, Chapter 8. Although her husband had died only hours ago, Walsingham's wife felt compelled to allocate as much time as she could, under the circumstances, to the young man that had come such a long way on her late husband's behest.
Mr. Wade, the reason my husband contacted you on our behalf is twofold. Firstly, he wanted you to help him locate the Queen's interment garb. Secondly, he wished to share with you in person very delicate information, a piece of information that I shall now communicate to you.
Julia glanced at Wade, but his eyes did not abandon their hostess. He brought his hand to his chin, rubbing, and listened.
Despite my poor husband's demise, your quest, our quest, must continue. Later today, I will transfer to your account the remaining amount of your fee promised to you by my husband.
That's not necessary, Joyce, Wade reacted. I've only just begun.
Yes, it is necessary, Mr. Wade. It is essential to me that you understand how important this quest was to both of us, and still is to me.
Very well, Wade accepted graciously with a nod. The housemaid reappeared in the room, asking her employer if she needed anything. She was told no, and again left the room dutifully. Joyce turned back to her guest.
Last month, Robert received a mysterious phone call from a man who claimed he knew the whereabouts of a precious gown once worn by Queen Elizabeth. When pressed, the caller revealed it was the dress the dead queen was to wear to her grave. Only, the dress never made it into the tomb.
Well, what?
Julia asked disbelievingly.
How could that be?
According to the caller, the dress was removed from the dead queen's body minutes before the casket was sealed. Whoever possessed the gown was able to smuggle it past the royal entourage and keep it hidden.
Wade listened with disciplined restraint. He wanted to hear the complete tale before commenting.
The unidentified caller told my husband that the dress had survived the centuries and was still intact to this day. He then asked Robert if he would pay a substantial cash amount for the retrieval of the dress. Robert agreed immediately. The caller concluded by saying he would reestablish contact at another time and place. Then he hung up.
Joyce seemed a bit exhausted by the telling of this story, but was determined to finish with clarity.
We never heard from him again, Mr. Wade.
Odd, she said, glancing at both her guests.
Yes, I know. Very odd.
The elderly widow took a deep breath and sighed, adding,
But that is the gist of it.
Julia looked at Wade, then at Joyce, then back at Wade. She could see the thoughts dancing in his eyes.
Now,
Joyce said as she raised herself from her seat in sadness,
I must return to the hospital.
Of course, Wade agreed sympathetically.
You are now on your own, Mr. Wade,
she declared.
You have all the information Robert would have given you. I have nothing to add. Good luck.
The housemaid reappeared, as if on cue, to escort Wade and Julia to the door. Once outside, Julia turned to Wade.
Now what?
Well, I'm sure you have to get back to things in London. Simply drop me off.
Are you crazy?
I'm not leaving you. I want in. Anyway, I finished my business in the city and will simply delay my return home. No big deal.
Are you sure, Julia? Wade asked, hoping for an affirmative response.
Sure, I am sure. I have the wheels. Where to next?
Okay, then. But I warned you, Wade cautioned with a grin. Julia matched his grin and added a friendly rub on the back of one of his broad shoulders. They both repositioned themselves in the car. Julia waited for instructions. I don't think it's a coincidence that Walsingham and his wife chose Hatfield as their home, Wade pondered aloud as he stuck his neck forward to look over the manor house through the front windshield one last time. I think Hatfield chose them.
What do you mean? Asked Julia.
Let's go, ignoring her question. I want to visit the place where the young Elizabeth Tudor became queen.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-218-6010. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-218-6010. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-218-6010.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
I'm Mark Vinette, and I hope you enjoyed the listen. Doctors endorse it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calotrin Healthy Weight Loss. Ron in Texas lost 35 pounds. Marie in Pennsylvania lost 117 pounds with Calotrin. Diane not only lost weight, but she also found relief from arthritis. Lynn lost over 45 pounds. Calotrin contains collagen, the most abundant protein naturally occurring in the human body, which decreases as we age. Taking Calotrin promotes better sleep, more energy, less joint pain, and best of all, weight loss. Calotrin has an amazing 86% success rate with their 90-day supply. And this week, take advantage of their President's Day sale. Buy the 90-day supply and get an extra month free, plus free shipping. Ordering is so easy. Just text the word HISTORY to the code 30605, and we'll send you a link to this special offer. Again, text HISTORY, that's HISTORY, using the code 30605.